AccuWeather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine today, high near 80. Gilbert Knapp School on the southwest side of Racine was built in 1911 and named after the founder of the community. But in a year's time, after more than a century, the new Knapp School opened as the city's first community school. During a breezy groundbreaking ceremony, Knapp Principal Tangela King said that after all the work by so many people, including parents and staff, the wow factor has kind of set in with the reality this new school is about to be built.
I remember how much time you spent at late meetings. I remember seeing you at board meetings. I remember you coming to facility advisory committee meetings. I remember you supporting the hiring of the architects and the construction team. I remember the meetings about our hopes and dreams. And all I can say is, wow.
Rod Prunty, the president of United Way of Racine County, said they're proud to be a partner with this first-of-its-kind effort in Racine County.
A community school is a place and a set of partnerships between the school and other community resources. It's an integrated focus on academics, services, supports, and opportunities that lead to improved student learning, stronger families, and healthier communities.
Racine Unified's historic three project groundbreakings this week, the Gifford Addition and the new Olympia Brown as well, go along with the other major facilities updates in recent times, including this summer's work, a lot of it at Case High School. Reaction to the latest audit of the State Government Accountability Board includes Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who says, "This audit does nothing to change the opinion of many of my colleagues that the GAB is broken and needs to be fixed. The latest audit has generally favorable reviews toward the Election and Ethics Agency." GAB Director Kevin Kennedy says the Audit Bureau report shows that they ought to just basically be left intact by Republican leadership, who have threatened to impose some changes in the near future.
Overall, this was a very positive audit. It reflected very well on the Government Accountability Board and on its staff.
Meanwhile, Assembly Democratic Leader Peter Barca agrees, says in a statement there's no reason to turn the GAB into what he called a partisan lapdog for the GOP. University of Wisconsin System honoring a Parkside Associate Professor and University staff member, Dr. Adriana Veramontes in the Communications Department, getting the UW System's Women of Color in Education Award for contributions to diversity and the status of women in the university system. Meanwhile, Parkside Advising and Career Center Advisor Kim White getting the P.B. Poorman Award, which recognizes advocacy, research, teaching, or service on behalf of the LGBTQ communities. The award named for the late Paula Poorman of UW-Whitewater. She was instrumental in creating the system's inclusivity initiative. Bonding approval given this week by the Racine Common Council on a pair of refunding issues and a third issue involving new capital and equipment purchases. Brad Vigood with Robert W. Baird explaining the almost $11.2 million for capital items this year includes a 1.72% interest rate, but he says it's really just an initial borrowing.
There is a call feature on December 18th of 2015, so on the 18th or any day thereafter, the city can lock in to a long-term financing to replace this short-term interim borrowing. And in fact, it's the intent that, or what's been presented to the Finance Committee, is that this would be back before the city in the fourth quarter this year and would probably be at your November meeting, but further action will come from that.
The refunding of tax incremental District 11 in West Racine, according to Vigood, involving $1.4 million and a 2.76% interest rate.
These are taxable bonds, and that's because they are for TIF projects. The refinancing here is strictly to reduce the overall cost. You're not extending the repayment period or changing the repayments or keeping the same final payment period, just reducing the interest expense. It's going to save the TIF District number 11 between $15,000 to $18,000 annually through 2025.
And he says refunding the Waterworks Systems bonding involving just under $6.6 million, that interest rate 2.64%. The two refunding issues alone do end up saving close to $800,000. All three bond-related matters unanimously approved by the council. And there's going to be a three-member town board in Summers come January of 2017. The decision made by electors in that Kenosha County community during a special meeting last night, one person opposed, because there is also now a Summers Village Board, and with further efforts to bring more of the town into the village, it was felt that a smaller town board was appropriate. There used to be five members. With the election of the village board, only three were left. A fourth member, Alan Ferber, was added last month. The sprinkler system for the Carrington Court condominiums at 2645 11th Place in the town of Summers, activated just after 5:30 this morning, put out a fire that had started on a second-floor balcony. A news release from Interim Fire Chief Aaron Strom says a 911 call about black smoke from the upper unit was followed moments later by the building's alarm sounding. Residents evacuated, and by the time fire crews got there, flames were out. No extension as well into the roof area. How the fire began, however, still under investigation, listed damage, some charring to the balcony, and patio furniture. Racine Unified School Board, before another quorum problem on supplemental teacher pay last night, voted unanimously for the demolition of the former Caddy Vista School and a contract with Azarian, one of seven bids received, according to Chief Operations Officer Dave Hazen.
The school is in disrepair. We had our the Facility Advisory Committee. We had a little subgroup that we called the Land Use Committee take a look at it, and they basically wondered why we've kept it so long. We've shared with the board at the study session maps that indicate that Caddy Vista at the present time and into the future is not necessarily a good location for school. A school, there's not a lot of students in that area.
Caddy Vista's been closed since 1998. The contract with Azarian to take the school down for just over $320,000. Questions about former students and staff may be getting inside to take one last look around, met with staff concerns about the facility and the environmental problems. The Racine branch of the NAACP will hold a memorial vigil tomorrow afternoon for the late Julian Bond, a lifelong national champion of equal rights who died last weekend at the age of 75. Gloria Rogers, president of the local branch, to lead the vigil. It'll be held north of the Racine Yacht Club. Local elected officials and community activists are scheduled to take part in that 2 o'clock event. It is also scheduled to coincide with the commitment of Bond's ashes to the Gulf of Mexico. United Way of Racine County going to be kicking off its 2015 campaign with a day of volunteerism on September the 12th. It'll be held at Infocino's Banquet Hall on Rapids Drive, featuring the announcement of the annual goal by the 2015 campaign chair, InSinkErator CEO Tim Ferry, and United Way President Rod Prunty. After the kickoff, more than 300 volunteers are going to be fanning out to local nonprofit agencies, helping with various projects, all part of United Way's Day of Caring. It'll range from working in a community garden to cleaning classrooms to painting walls and organizing supplies. Nearly 30 nonprofits participating. The kickoff to begin at 8 that morning, again September the 12th. The Day of Caring activities running from 9:30 in the morning till about 1 in the afternoon. If you are interested, you can register with United Way by visiting United Way Racine. Unemployment rate for Wisconsin for the month of July, 4.6%, unchanged from June. State Department of Workforce Development says Wisconsin added 8,200 private sector jobs over the month, state's unemployment rate continuing to be lower than the national average of 5.3%. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren today lifting his ban on courtroom pictures of the two teenage girls accused of trying to kill a fellow classmate in the now-famous Slender Man case. The ruling coming after the judge said earlier this month that the two would remain in adult court, despite efforts by their attorneys to move their cases to juvenile court. Two teenage girls from Grand Haven, Michigan, in separate incidents, caught up in Lake Michigan rip currents yesterday. A 13-year-old hospitalized in serious condition, found unconscious by the time that surfer Zeb Baskuel could get her to shore.
Right as I grabbed her, actually, there were two really big breakers landed right on top of both of us, and I was just telling her the whole time, like, just hang in there, sweetie.
He says instincts took over, and he carried the girl in until others came out and took her the rest of the way. And a 14-year-old girl rescued by another man on a pier using a life ring. He told authorities it felt like she had been pulled out into the water, kind of like a rip current. Between now and Labor Day, hundreds of law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are going to be keeping a sharp eye out for impaired drivers. David Pabst is director of the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, says the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, not about writing more tickets to produce revenue, despite what the public might think.
What we want is for all drivers to be responsible and don't get behind the wheel impaired. To reach our goal of zero deaths, it really takes everyone. It takes drivers making responsible decisions. It requires people to step forward and do what's necessary to keep impaired drivers off the road.
Last year in Wisconsin, 162 people died in alcohol-related traffic crashes, over 24,000 convicted of operating while intoxicated. One-time Racine County Board Supervisor and longtime member of the Racine Taxpayers Association, Richard Reich, being remembered after his passing recently at the age of 90. Aside from government service and being a watchdog of the taxpayers' funding of that government, Dick Reich had a love of flying, model airplanes, and for 50 years, his own Fairchild PT-26. A memorial service for Richard Reich, scheduled next Tuesday, August the 25th, 11 a.m. at the Marsh Meredith and Acklin Funeral Home in Racine. By this time next week, the well-traveled replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall, called the Moving Wall, going to be up and on display at Racine's Pritchard Park. And at that time, it's going to be a very special situation because of a proclamation from Mayor John Dickert.
The wall was dedicated in 82. The list of names of 58,286 men and women who made their ultimate sacrifice during the Vietnam War. In 1984, the Vietnam veterans volunteered to construct the moving wall, which has moved about the country so that those who can't visit Washington, D.C., have an opportunity to feel the spirit of the memorial. So I hope you all get a chance to get down there and see it. It should be an amazing event.
That half-size replica wall of the original in Washington going to be open at noon, August the 27th, and an opening ceremony at 5 p.m. on the 28th, the closing ceremony on Sunday, August 30th. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, plenty of sunshine, high near 80. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.